Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Battle for Bihar Assembly election intensifies as campaigning enters final leg. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a day-long campaign in the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav to hold multiple election rallies. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today. ISRO to launch country's heaviest communication satellite CMSO-3 this evening. Fortnight-long Bharat Parv 2025 begins at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan to begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Kolkata. Classical music performances to be held at 24 cities during the month. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in summit clash at Navi Mumbai today, while men in blue to lock horns with hosts Australia in third T20 international in Hobart this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Bihar is buzzing with election energy as campaigning for the state assembly polls enters its final leg. Top leaders of NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties are crisscrossing the state, holding rallies and roadshows. The battle for Bihar is intensifying with every passing day. Election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly is being held in two phases. Polling in the first phase will be held on 121 seats across 18 districts on Thursday. 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to polls in second phase on the 11th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today for a day-long poll campaign. The Prime Minister will address two back-to-back rallies in Bhojpur and Nawada. Later, Mr. Modi will participate in a grand roadshow in Patna in support of the NDA candidates. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Ara in Bhojpur and Nawada. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in the state capital Patna from Dinkar Golambar to Gandhi Maidan this evening. He will also visit Takht Sri Harimandir Sahib, the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, to offer prayers. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings in Begusarai and Khagadia. The chief ministerial candidate of Mahagathbandhan, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, will hold 17 election rallies today across various districts including Nalanda, Sheikhpura, Lakhisarai, Munger, Begusarai, Patna, Vaisali and Saran districts. Senior leaders and star campaigners from other parties will also address election rallies at various poll-bound constituencies. On the other hand, in Mokama constituency of Patna district, the incidents of poll-related violence, several actions have been reported. Police have arrested three people including Janata Dal United candidate Anand Singh in connection with the murder of a Jan Suraj Party supporter. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today. The President will grace the second convocation ceremony of the University of Patanjali at Haridwar today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will address the Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly at Dehradun on the Silver Jubilee of Uttarakhand State. She will also grace a function to commemorate the 125 years of the establishment of the Raj Bhavan in Nainital. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the country's heaviest communication satellite, CMSO-3, this evening. The launch is scheduled to take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre, Sriharikota, in Andhra Pradesh at 5:26 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The CMSO-3 is a multi-band military communications satellite, also known as GSAT-7R, and will be launched aboard the Launch Vehicle Mark 3 LVM-3, the country's most powerful rocket. We have a report.
The 24-hour countdown for the launch began yesterday evening at the control center at Sriharikota. Scientists are doing last-minute checks for a successful launch today. The rocket will be launched from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. LVM-3 rocket is India's heaviest launch vehicle and can carry up to 4,000 kg to space. The CMSO-3 payload includes transponders for voice, data and video links over C, extended C and Q bands. The satellite will significantly boost connectivity for the Navy. It will also provide higher capacity bandwidth, thus improving digital access to remote territories. This will aid both civilian agencies and help improve strategic applications. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the country's stationery sector.
The next generation GST reforms have provided a major relief to households and students by lowering taxes on stationery. Items such as notebooks, draft books, sharpeners, erasers and pencils have been made completely tax-free. Talking to Akashwani News, Atul Deshpande, a parent from Pune, has hailed the government's decision to lower GST on stationery items while supporting education.
I have two children. My younger son studies in the third class and my elder daughter studies in the sixth class. Due to the new GST, all the school expenses will be saved, and whatever is saved, we can use it to provide good education to our children. That is why I would like to thank our finance minister and our Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
The significant deduction in this sector has reduced out-of-pocket education expenses for families and boosted the domestic stationery manufacturing. With Drishti, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu and Andhra Pradesh IT Minister Nara Lokesh visited the Vikanteshwar Swami Temple in Kasibugga last night, where a stampede earlier in the day claimed 9 lives and left several others injured. The leaders inspected the site and met the injured at the Palasa Community Health Centre. The Andhra Pradesh government has announced an ex gratia of 15 lakh rupees for the family of each deceased and 3 lakh rupees for those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed condolences and announced a compensation of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's Relief Fund for the families of the deceased and 50,000 for the injured. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Bharat Parv, a 15-day cultural festival celebrating India's diversity, commenced at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat last evening. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel inaugurated the festival, which embodies the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Patel urged everyone to pledge to build a self-reliant and prosperous India by following the mantra of development for all. Our correspondent reports that the festival will continue till the 15th of November.
Every day, this unique festival will feature a colourful celebration of delicious cuisine, stunning handicrafts, traditional folk dance and artistic performances from India's diverse states. The world-class tourist destination of Ekta Nagar Tourism Circuit will be the centre of attraction, showcasing captivating tableaus from participating states. The Bharat Parva will culminate on November 15th with the grand celebration of the birth anniversary of tribal pride Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The festivities will continue with the Zill of Cyclothon on November 16th and 17. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan will begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances will be held in 24 cities across the country during the month-long event. It is being organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said, since its inception in 1954, the Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. It was conceived to bring the finest streams of Hindustani, Carnatic and light and folk music to audiences across the country. The Sammelan has played a vital role in preserving, promoting and popularizing India's rich musical heritage. Giving details of the Sammelan, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said, after a brief interruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this grand festival returns this year with renewed vigour. The 2025 edition will feature 2 concerts at each venue, one dedicated to Indian classical music and the other to light and folk music. Panji and Shillong will exclusively host Western classical presentations reflecting India's regional musical diversity. On to sports. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on South Africa in the summit clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Here is more from our World of Sports in this report.
The women in blue sealed their spot in the final by defeating Australia by 5 wickets in the second semi-final clash in Navi Mumbai, while South Africa advanced to the final with a dominant 125-run victory over England in the first semi-final in Guwahati. Neither India nor South Africa ever won an ODI World Cup title, so today's winner will lift the trophy for the first time. On to men's cricket, India will take on Australia in the third T20 match of the five-match series in Hobart today. The match will begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. Australia currently leads the five-match series 1-0. Last we have from 2025 Parachuting World Cup, where India's Avni Lekhra clinched gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle standing SH1 in Dubai yesterday. She overtook Anna Bessnen of Sweden to bag the title. In mixed 50-meter pistol SH1 event, India secured a double podium with gold and silver medals in the individual along with a silver in the team event. With Sayukta Yadav, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And in some more news, Bahrain's Foreign Minister Abdel Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. During his visit, the Bahrain Foreign Minister will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. In the United Kingdom, 10 people were injured, out of which 9 are believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries after a series of stabbings on a train in Cambridgeshire last night. The train was travelling from Doncaster in the northeast to London's King's Cross station. Armed police and a fleet of ambulances swarmed Huntingdon station in Cambridgeshire after an alarm was raised about the attack and the train was brought to a halt there. 2 people have been arrested so far. The investigation is being supported by counter-terrorism officers and police has said the trains are still not running in the area. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said the appalling incident is deeply concerning and urged people to follow the advice of local authorities. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth lashed out at China for its military activities in the South China Sea. He also called for collective efforts to counter them, such as crafting a shared maritime domain awareness platform. Hegseth made the remarks during meeting with his counterparts from the 11-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, yesterday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the ASEAN Defense Ministers' Meeting Plus. The Defense Secretary said America does not seek conflict but must ensure that China is not seeking to dominate. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. The Statesman cites New Delhi's key role in peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. The headline says, ASEAN defense ministers hail India's role as responsible superpower in Indo-Pacific. The Sunday Express states, bank credits doubles as demand for auto, white goods, housing jumps in September-October. The Hindu mentions a historic moment on the occasion of State Formation Day. The state chief minister declares Kerala as the first state to be free of extreme poverty. Jemima Rodrigues' endorsement value set to swing 100% after powering India's victory against Australia, marking a pivotal moment to get the country into the World Cup final, reports Financial Express. Hindustan Times reports, artisan hub to come up on Yamuna floodplains in the national capital, blending community livelihoods with urban ecological stewardship. And finally, Lucknow is now a UNESCO creative city of gastronomy, notes the Hindu, celebrating the city's centuries-old Avadhi cuisine and inclusive cultural heritage. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Battle for Bihar assembly election intensifies as campaigning enters final leg. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a day-long campaign in the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav to hold multiple election rallies. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a three-day visit to Uttarakhand beginning today. ISRO to launch country's heaviest communication satellite CMS-03 this evening. 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan to begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances to be held at 24 cities during the month. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in summit clash at Navi Mumbai today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.